All right, everyone, ready to dive in? We're tackling UK small business finance today.
Essential stuff, really.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love a good deep dive. We're going through all the essential advice for UK small businesses, trying to make this stuff, you know, less intimidating.
Yeah, cut through the jargon.
Exactly. So much of it is practical advice, really.
Absolutely. And it can make or break a business.
That's so true. Let's jump in, shall we? Budgeting, that's got to be first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so true. It's the foundation, really, and not about restricting, more like guiding.
Right, having a plan. But so many people find it daunting.
It's less scary with a framework, like the 50-30-20 method, popular here in the UK.
50-30-20, break that down for us.
Sure. So 50% of your income, that goes to the essentials, your operating costs.
Rent, bills, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Then 30% goes into what you offer, the goods, the service.
You know, art of the business, right?
Exactly. And that leaves 20% for savings, debt repayment, that sort of thing.
So important to have that buffer.
Yeah.
Okay, budgeting, check. Next up, cash flow. Am I right?
Lifeblood of any business.
Cash flow crunches, though. Those are scary.
Absolutely. Big invoice payment delay, meanwhile, rent's due. Nightmare.
And it's so common, too.
Sadly, late payments are a big issue for UK businesses, but proactive invoicing helps.
Right. Stay on top of it. Speaking of which, separate bank accounts, essential. Yeah.
100%. Business and personal. Got to keep them separate.
Makes taxes less of a headache, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And often it's a legal requirement here in the UK, but even beyond that.
Organization, peace of mind.
Exactly. Okay, next point. Keeping an eye on those expenses.
Not about being a Scrooge, right?
It's just about being strategic. Knowing where your money's going.
So you can make those smart decisions about growing your business.
Exactly. Okay, last big one. Don't be afraid to get help.
Yes. Experts are there for a reason.
Whether it's an accountant navigating UK tax law or a business mentor.
Sometimes you need that outside perspective. Okay, before we wrap up.
Future planning. UK market's always changing. Gotta adapt.
What can businesses do to stay ahead?
Long-term planning is key. Diversifying income, maybe.
Keeping up with industry trends, of course.
And don't forget about government initiatives for UK businesses. Lots of support out there.
So much to think about. Let's recap our top takeaways today.
Budgeting, mastering that cash flow, and knowing when to call in the experts.
Simple, actionable advice. But before we go, one last thing for our listeners.
Think about what we discussed today. What's one proactive financial step you can take this month? Something to strengthen your business in this UK market.
Love that. Until next time, everyone.